Agricultural programs are made possible by Auditory Care Center, an independent hearing care center serving Champaign, Piatt, Ford, Vermilion, and other East Central Illinois counties. Auditory Care Center offers hearing evaluations as well as selection, fitting, and repair of hearing aids at 892-5959 in Rantoul.
Good morning. You're listening to WYLL AM 580. To keep up with Illinois public media news throughout the day, be sure to visit us on our website, WYLL.illinois.edu. Now with the pre-opening market report, here's Dave Dickey.
Thank you, Chris, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development today says that the annual rate of inflation across developed countries edged up in February as an increase in energy costs offset a slowdown in food price growth. Consumer prices in its 34 member countries rose by 1.8% in the 12 months to February, up from a 1.7% increase in the 12 months to January. Inflation slowed in Germany, Italy, and France in February, but accelerated in Canada, the U.S., and the United Kingdom over the same period. ConAgra Foods Incorporated's fiscal third quarter profit shrank 57% as the packaged foods company's results were dragged down by costs related to its acquisition of Ralcor Holdings Incorporated. For the quarter ending February 24th, ConAgra reported a profit of $120 million, or 29 cents a share, down from $280.1 million, or 67 cents a share a year earlier. ConAgra last month said it was teaming up with Cargill Incorporated and CHS Incorporated to combine their flour milling businesses into a multi-billion dollar joint venture called Ardent Mills, marking the milling industry's biggest merger in years. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is 14,641. It's down almost 21 points. The NASDAQ, 3,252, down 2 1/3. The S&P 500, 1,566, down almost 4 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Planting opportunities for the U.S. Midwest will be somewhat subdued for a little while, but there will be a chance for some early corn planting to take place for a brief period here late this week into the weekend as rising soil temperatures occur in between precipitation events. Most of the Midwest, the lower Midwest in particular, will likely stay dry over these next few days, and it looks as though soil temperatures will have an opportunity to gradually warm. The temperatures right now are just a little bit too cool for seed germination, but with afternoon temperatures likely to rise into the 60s and some 70s eventually over the weekend and into early next week, there will be an improvement in soil temperatures and germination will be possible once we get above 50 degrees. Well, the odds of all this taking place ahead of the storm system coming up are fairly good, and farmers may choose to put a little seed in the ground before the storm system arrives, especially since the storm is advertised to produce quite a soaking of rain across the Midwest. Now, some areas might get a little bit too wet, and some producers might run the risk of having some seed washed out. But for the most part, it might be a successful attempt to try to get some crop in the ground before the storm system arrives. Next week's weather is going to be quite wet across the Midwest, and because of that, there will not be much opportunity to get into the fields. Some areas may get heavy amounts of rainfall, and it may be causing some delay in field operations all the way into the second weekend of the two-week outlook. Well, the precipitation totals associated with next week's storm system could run anywhere from around 1/2 to 1.5 inches in the western Corn Belt, with some local totals maybe 2 inches or so across parts of Missouri. And eastern Midwest areas could end up with 3/4 inch to 2.5 inches, with some potential for more than 3 inches. In fact, the storm still has a chance to produce some multiple inches of rain across portions of the Delta and the lower Ohio River Basin, although it's just a little bit too far out in the forecast right now to change the outlook into something a little bit more impressive on the rain totals. Nevertheless, the amount of rain that is already expected is going to be enough to saturate the soil. and keep us out of the fields for a little while longer. The temperatures here in the near term are going to be rather cool, still 40 and 50 degree readings likely across the Midwest today, but as we go into the end of this week, the weekend, and early next week, notable warming is expected, and 50, 60, and even some 70 degree highs will likely take place. Even when the storm system is bearing down on the region, temperatures may still be rather warm across the area, so the soil temperatures are going to continue to rise. There will be no precipitation in the majority of the Midwest here today or tomorrow, and even as we finish out this week, precipitation will be rather restricted. But there will be a storm system that will pass through the upper portions of the Midwest, and as it comes across those areas, there will be opportunity for some rain and snow both to fall. The precipitation will occur mostly across the Dakotas into Minnesota and Wisconsin initially, and that system will likely come through as a very wimpy event initially as we go through tonight into tomorrow, but a more significant bout of precipitation will occur as we move from Friday into Saturday. That storm system could produce several inches of snow across the Canada-U.S. border from North Dakota into northern Minnesota and northern Wisconsin. In fact, some of the snowfall could become 8 inches or more across some of those areas. Just to the south of that, a little rain will likely fall, and this system will go ahead and move across the entire Midwest as we go through the weekend and into Monday. But most of the lower parts of the Midwest will only see sporadic light shower activity. The bulk of significant moisture will be further north, and then that sets the stage for the bigger storm system to begin evolving for next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's go ahead and look at the electronic trade in Kansas City. May wheat, 726 and a quarter, up 9.5. July, 734, up 9.75. May wheat in Chicago, 683 and a quarter, up 12.5, now 12.25. July at 689, up 11.75. May corn, 644 and three quarters, up 4.25. July, 631 and a half, up 4.25. And December at 540 and a quarter, up 3.75. May soybeans, 1390 down 4. July, 1367 and a quarter, down 7.25. November, 1239 and a quarter, down 9.5. May soybean meal, 399.70, down 240. May soybean oil, 49.66, up 7 cents. April live cattle, 127.60, up 17.5. April feeders, 144.27 and a half, down 45. And April lean hogs, 80.67 and a half, down 27.5. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave. Glad to be with you again.
I was going to say it was looking like it was going to be an inside day, but that December corn contract got to 540 and a quarter, so it kind of poked its head above yesterday's high ever so slightly.
Yeah, I like the prospects of the recovery effort, but I think it's a little timid. I think what we've done is looked at the retracement levels of 50%, probably around 550 or a little bit short. We talked about it in-house this morning as far as how aggressive we want to be in getting some catch-up sales made. And I would say, you know, putting my orders in like that 545 mark sight unseen and crossing my fingers for the time being probably seems to be the best fit for the day anyway.
Well, I tell you, that 540 level is a pretty important one. You go back to November of 11, it was a shelf of support for 6 months.
Yes.
And then it was resistance for a little while. And then when we hit the drought and things took off, but that 540 level is where it all started and pivoted off of.
Yeah, I think part of the characteristics of the market today is also going to be the spread action, because when the 550 mark was what we considered fair value, 540 was a little under, 560 was above. Now that you've broken down with the additional stocks, I think the spread action right now is probably going to be breaking down the premium in the old crop, and as they do that, some of those guys that are short the December trying to cover and get out of that spread may actually add a little bit of buoyancy to that contract.
Despite the lack of feeding of wheat, and we can argue all day about the quarterly grain stock report, wheat is at premium to corn again today.
Yes, it is. And I think realistically, historically, that's the way it should be. Our mindset is right now that we should probably start working towards a 60-cent premium to the corn market. We have gotten wheat somewhat more competitive against world values. And I also think the conditions in the new crop wheat are not what you'd like them to be. So that right now, the wheat probably has a little bit better value base than the corn does based on the most recent news and data.
Well, you look at November beans, they made new lows for the move today.
Yeah, breaking down out of this chart pattern is a little bit ominous. I don't think they're going to basically turn into a free fall, but the support has definitely been violated. Today's close will be important.
Thank you much, Bill.
Thank you, Dave.
That's Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. Current tick in the marketplace, May corn, 644 and three quarters, up 4 1/4. December, 540 and a half, up 4. May soybeans, 1390 and a quarter, down 3 3/4. November, 1239 and a half, down 9 1/4. May soybean meal, 399.60, down 250. May soybean oil, 49.71, up 12. April live cattle, 127.57 and a half. They are up 15. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.